So what is power? Let's give just a very general but specific definition based on Holman's Bible Dictionary of the word power. It's the ability to act or produce an effect. I'll give that to you again. The ability to act or produce an effect. Any of you interested in developing a healing ministry that God may have given you? The ability to act or produce an effect. And if there's anyone who has the ability to act or to produce an effect, God is the one. What about this one? This is another part of the definition. The possession of authority over others. Oh, how about authority over evil spirits? These two aspects of power, the ability to act or produce an effect, and the possession of authority over others, are often related in Scripture. Because God has revealed his power in the act of creation, he has authority to assign dominion to whoever he will. God has authority to assign dominion to whomever he wills. All of creation is his. So if he decides he wants to assign dominion, the ability to rule, reign, govern to this person, that person, these people, those people, he has the authority to do that. He is over all. So let's take a look at Jeremiah chapter 10. And let's see something about this whole matter of God assigning dominion. We remember, by the way, in the very beginning, that God assigned dominion to the man and to the woman. They were to rule over God's earth, ruling all of his creatures. All. Dominion assigned. But now, again, remember, it is by his power, by his own ability to act, his own ability to produce, that he created the earth without any help from any of us. He didn't get any planning, any design plans from any of us. He didn't get any information about how heavy the earth should be. He didn't get any information as to how to suspend earth in space. How does that happen? The earth, which weighs more than all of us, stays in place year after year, score after score, century after century. God, Jeremiah 10 and 12, made the earth by his power. He founded the world by his wisdom and stretched out the heavens by his understanding. God did it. No help from us. Jeremiah 27, verse 5. Let me get this so I can share that with you. And this is God speaking through the prophet Jeremiah. Tell this to your masters. With my great power and outstretched arm, I made the earth and its people and the animals that are on it. And I give it to anyone I please. Almighty God made the earth, made all the people, all the animals, all the trees, everything on this earth and everyone on this earth. God made it. And he says with absolute authority, I give it to anyone I please. And that's part of what was shared with us in the definition. Because God made all of this earth, he has authority to assign dominion to whomever he wills. And that is the reason that nations rise and nations fall. God determines what nation will be in the dominant position from one period of history to the next. God revealed his power by miraculously delivering Israel from Egyptian slavery. They were going through something. They were really going through something. Can you imagine living year in and year out in deplorable conditions, suffering, miserable, and there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do to make the ones who are dogging you lighten the load even, much less make things good. Year in and year out, month after month, day and night after day and night, the Israelites just suffering under the heavy burden of that abusive treatment of the Egyptians. So God raised up Moses to return to Egypt from where he had lived for quite some time to lead his people out of slavery, out of Egypt to the promised land. And you read it partly in Exodus chapter 4. And in leading them out of Egypt into the promised land, here's the thing. Although God announced to the Israelites that he had given them the land of Canaan, in other words, he had determined that it would be theirs, and he was going to help them take possession of it until they owned the whole land. They were going to have to do just that, though, take possession. Because the people who were already in that land weren't going to just give it to them. They weren't going to just say, hey, look, we know we've been here in this land for years and years, and we've cultivated some great crops. We've built some nice, fine houses. We developed these cities, made them some awesome, formidable cities. But listen, you all are here now. We understand you want this land. We're going to give you everything. Just come on in and have it. You don't even have to pull out your swords. Look, the land is before you. Each of you just decide which cities you want to live in. Let us know which houses you want. It's all yours. All our farms, the animals, the crops, everything is yours. The iron ore that's in the ground, we got quite a few good resources here. Some precious stones. You can have, it's all yours. You marched all that way across that desert, and we heard what happened to the Egyptians. You're here now. No, it's not the way it worked. They were going to have to take the land from the people who are already there. Yes, those people were fully aware of what had happened to the Egyptians as they made their way through the wilderness, through the desert. And as they made their way to the promised land, they had conversations with some of the people. And the people there let them know they were fully aware of what had happened to the Egyptian army when they pursued the Israelites to try to take them back to Egypt after they had left Egypt. But here's the thing. As I've said before, it's not just the people of God against those who are not the people of God. It is also, as far as they're concerned, our God versus their gods. And that's the way it is even today. And it is true. It is also our God versus their gods. For real. I'll tell you about it in just a few minutes.